With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Townhall.com says Attorney General Pam Bondi has reportedly signed an order to launch a grand jury investigation that into the origins and promotion of the Russia hoax, allegedly involved former President Barack Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, CIA Director John Brennan, and several others. Texas Democrats Monday prevented their state's House of Representatives from moving forward, at least for now, with a redrawn congressional map. Governor Greg Abbott telling Fox News Channel there is nothing illegal about shaping districts to a majority party's advantage.
Gerrymandering can be done, or drawing lines can be done, on the basis of political makeup, as in Republican versus Democrat, and there's nothing illegal about that. And then when you look at the outcome of the most recent presidential election, all these districts that are being added are districts that were won by Trump.
Meanwhile, California Democrats now weighing in on new maps. They could slash 5 Republican-held House seats in that state. Well, a strike by thousands of Boeing workers at 3 plants. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
Boeing workers in Missouri and Illinois have rejected the company's latest contract offer. About 3,200 workers at Boeing facilities in St. Louis, St. Charles, Missouri, and Muskoka, Illinois have gone on strike. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says the employees rejected a modified 4-year labor agreement. Last week, union members rejected an earlier proposal from Boeing that included a 20% wage increase over 4 years. I'm Mike Hempen.
And this is SRN News. Planned Parenthood closing more clinics.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Brent Leatherwood has resigned as head of the Southern Baptist Convention's policy arm after 4 years on the job. Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has been a strong advocate against abortion and the LGBT agenda while prompting religious liberty and a pro-Israeli stance. Church representatives voted to retain the commission, rejecting efforts by some in the SBC to abolish it. This is SRN News. Stocks rebounding Monday.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street, winning back most of their sharp loss from last week. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5% Monday. That was its biggest gain since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 585 points. It's about 1.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 2%. Gains for Tyson Foods and other companies helped offset a drop for Berkshire Hathaway. The upcoming week may have fewer fireworks for markets than last week, when a report showing a surprising amount of weakness in hiring over the past few months sent stocks sharply lower. Seth Seitel, New York.
Owners of that cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last year in Baltimore now suing the company that built the vessel. Lawsuit filed in federal court in Pennsylvania alleges negligence in the design of a critical switchboard on that particular vessel. More details at srnnews.com.